nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
When you say Abraham is your father, you have seen his path. What you mean by your father, you are talking about passing that same path. The path, the spiritual pathway. This is the way. Jesus said, I'm the way. This is the way. This is the pathway. Nobody, but the Abraham who against hope. You know, when you start reading things about Abraham, with this analogy we do, we have a measure of understanding. He said, who against hope believe in hope. Look at everything was against him, but that man kept moving. When we get to places in our spiritual journey that things look, everything seems against you, is it the time you're going to start whining and complaining and stuff like that? No, it's the time to keep moving. It's a fainting out. Fainting out. Everything was against David, but he kept moving. Job, everything at a point. The apostles. Paul, they say every city, from city to city, bonds, affliction, prison. These are the things that are waiting for you from city to city. The Holy Ghost told him in person, and then by revelation, somebody was sent to tell him. He said, yet none of these things move me. Please, can we be on our feet as we pray? Can you talk to the Lord? Can you talk to your Father? Talk to your Father. You need strength to walk with God. You need strength. The Bible says that you might be strengthened with His might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell inside of you. You need strength to harbor Christ. But it's not the physical kind of strength that we know. It's not the carnal strength that we know. One of the strength that you need to harbor Christ is patience. Patience is strength. He said that you might be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. One of the might that you need to harbor Christ, to harbor divinity inside of your spirit is patience. Another one is meekness. Another one is faith. These are strength. Strength. Oh, it's a strong man that can be patient. The natural thing to do is to be impatient. But it takes strength to be patient. To be patient. Some people say, I've been studying Bible. Me, I don't get revelation. I've been studying for the past 2-3 years. I've been diligent in studying Bible. I don't get revelation. I don't speak like other people are getting revelation. You just drop it. You just drop it. You say, all the days of my appointed years will I wait. Job said he will wait until his change comes. Until he begins to see the transformation he has been looking for. He said, I am ready to wait. I am ready to wait. I'm ready to wait. I have people that left God. Say they've been following God, this and that. If God is there, why should so thing happen to me? Why should this thing happen to me? Why in like that? God does not exist. In the midst of rubbles, people like Abraham continue walking with God. Why they could not see anything? Say against hope? He said, believe in hope. When there is no reason to hope, they still found a reason in themselves to hope. And that reason is Jehovah Himself. Hope. 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 So many things have been said to us. If Christ be for you, Christ is for you. Who can be against you? He that freely give us his son, he that gave us, how will he not together with him give us all things? But here we say, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this. Can we continue moving with God? Can you continue walking? Can you continue obeying? Can you continue hearing God? Can you continue studying? Can you continue praying? He said, praying at all times and all seasons with all manner of supplication in the spirit. He said, pray without ceasing. He told them a parable that men ought to pray and not to faint. Can you keep praying and not fainting? Can you keep doing your diligent study, born out of hunger and thirst for righteousness? Can you continue? 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 Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor. Thank you for today. Thank you for the things that you are doing in us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a new light, a new understanding, new strength, new vision. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Father. We go from faith to faith. Thank you, Father, for a higher level of faith and understanding. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you, our Father. Talk to your Father. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Let the lifting up of my heart be unto you, my Father. Help me to draw near in the name of Jesus. Thank you. May my lifting up of my soul be unto you day by day in Jesus' name. Hunger and thirst to Father for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, hunger and thirst for you. In the dry and weary land, all I want is you, is you. All I want is you. All I want is you, my Father. I hunger and thirst for you in the dry and weary land. All I want. Mercy, you know this song? Yeah, please help us sing it.
I hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land. All I want is you. I hunger and thirst for you. Hunger and thirst for you in a dry. for you. I understand. In a dry and weary land. All I want, all I want is you. All I need is you, Lord.
All I want,
all I need.
Pastor Collins, please, you round out the prayers for us.
Please bend down our heads, bend down our knees, so that
Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Our God and our King, we thank you for this bread of life that you have given us to eat this morning. Lord, we ask that in the strength, O God, of this that we have eaten, we will be able to wait, we will be able to move in this light and begin to run the remaining part of our race in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Of a truth, we have seen that the road, the way that we are traveling is a long one. And of all the grace that we need, O God, is this word that we have heard. Father, Lord God, we pray that you give us the grace to build on this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give us the strength.
Amen.
To walk in this light.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you continue to renew our strength.
Amen.
As we walk this path.
Amen.
We pray that nothing will steal these words from us.
Amen.
Not even all the rabble from hell.
Amen.
Not even all the attempts of the enemy.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, we ask that you will strengthen us.
Amen.
That you will build us.
Amen.
As we go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our God and our King, in any way we have missed it, Father, restore back our strength in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Father, in any way we need our muscles, oh God, properly built up for each of the challenge ahead of us, Father, help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In any way we have gotten weary, oh God, of running the race that is set before us. Father, Lord God, wake us up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In every way that you have lost sight of us because of our experience, Father, Lord God, I pray, give us the strength, O God, to do those things that will make you, O God, recite us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That will make us visible in your sight.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
These words, they will achieve the purpose unto which they have been sent.
Amen.
To build us,
Amen,
in our inner man, to give,
Amen,
us the capacity, O God,
Amen,
to wait.
Amen.
For in Jesus' name,
Amen,
we have prayed.
Amen.
You see, when we talk about waiting sometime, some people are in school. They start maybe with the first two revelations, they start seeing themselves as evangelists. They drop out of school. And they are running into the field. You need to wait and continue your education. Because in the process of waiting, God is giving you experiences. You know, God is what we call wait is dealings. God is dealing with you in his own measure. Not in your own measure, not your own timetable. God is running your life on his own timetable. So maybe you start seeing revelation about yourself. If like that, so before you know it, you carry suit and you now become an evangelist. Evangelist Tony Suleiman, you know. You understand? So maybe you know 200 level apostle. Yes. You know, apostle Samson. You know? So I'm not saying God can call you to be an apostle, but he takes you through a pathway. So part of the waiting, part of the meeting, you continue your school, you start, a lot of people have dropped out of school, they even run to open ministry and the whole thing became a shipwreck. You know, so God is calling you, he's just trying to show you, okay, this and this. God told Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many nations, and he did that after 25 years. And in the course of that 25, he was living normal life. He was a normal man. So sometimes in the course of you live normal life. Sometimes you even walk. You keep doing some time. Then after the phase, okay, and you still be doing some things. In the process of it, after some time, it's okay, I want you to do this, I want you, then the nature of the same thing can start changing. But you need to learn to what? To wait. Some people may not even want to do NYC because you know, so you need to wait, follow God's program, follow him bit by bit, line upon line, precept upon precept. Some of you are young people today are going to go into marriage. One of the greatest waiting ground is marriage. If you have not been dealt with, you will open the door and run out. I'm telling you, because two human beings, we cannot be the same thing and will never be the same thing. What the meeting ground is, all this patience, all this understanding. Because the way one person will do something is different from the way the second person will do it. If you ask you to, if I ask us to all of us to preach on patience, all of us will eat different messages from the same Bible. True of us. True of us. If I ask all of you to clean this way, all of it will be clean. But the method, the process, the way we'll do it will be different. You are two different individuals. So if you are not tutored and schooled in the place of waiting, in the place of patience and learning to labor, you know, you won't be able to have a very good home. Be a very good home. Praise the Lord. So these are certain things you need to learn how to wait. You know, how to wait, patience. You know, patience, how to wait in God. And in the course of waiting, you are doing something, you are getting married. Maybe some people say after maybe 10, 15 years in marriage, then God begin to tell you, push you further into what the assignment he has for you on earth. Might even be you are learning God, you are learning, you are obeying, you are doing the thing. Maybe further in life, some of people, the main thing may you ever want to do is start it early. Some people, maybe they are in their 60s. In their 60s, God opens a window and the door. You never can tell with God. So let's not presume. Let's not draw the conclusion. Let's keep life open-ended. You know. So God is eternal, is the eternal one. He's an eternal being. They say there is no searching. There is the word searching means there is no end to his word. Understanding. Praise the Lord. So one thing is required for you, be faithful. Be faithful in the place of followership. Learn to follow God and learn to follow men. Praise the Lord. Because you even, like we said one time, when you meet God, the man Christ, right? two Thursdays ago. So learn to follow. At another time, I will tell us about it. You know, I will explain the Ten Commandments to us. Ten Commandments to us. In those Ten Commandments, God revealed basic things about His nation. It's beyond man. Thou shalt not. It's beyond it. God reveals definite aspect of His nation in the list of those commandments. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So please, I beg us and I beseech us in the name of Christ, let's take it very, very serious. Invest in it. All the things you want, you cannot get it another way around. You want a good life, you want a better life, and all of those. This is the testimony I held when I was a young boy, when I was from my university day, you know. And I see the way my life has played out. Those of you close to me, you see what God is doing in my life. Praise the Lord. From marriage to my children, married to my children, to my relationships here and there and everything. So I've seen God brought change, brought transformation, and bring renewal. And the same thing will happen to each and every one of us, but it begins from a point. What you are thinking you are going to get in Lagos, maybe that thing is in your bedroom. But you are packing your load and going to Lagos, you are going to look for it. And that item is just beside you, maybe under your pillow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's take our family song, Abby, or the Psalm 23 first. Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the sea waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for You are with us. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. We are His.
Of the Father, we are joyous with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one.
Today is the new government is coming. Sorry, I forgot. Well, wait, please don't stand up from your feet. We're going to pray for them. The new government is coming. The one that is going, we'll pray for him. The one that is coming, we'll pray for them. We are supposed to have an outreach today to Idorin, one secondary school in Idorin, today, but I had to call them to suspend it and reschedule it for another time because of this handing over. Police is everywhere. They say they are even withdrawing all the police in Ondo State and bring them to Akure. So even in Ondo banks and some other offices are not working because they say they are removing all the police according to what we had. They are bringing them to Akure,
yes,
for the inauguration. No, I'm not going to work today. So, based on that, I say they should suspend the outreach. We can always go next week and everything. Praise the Lord. Can we begin to pray for this government and the outgoing government? Can just pray for them that the Lord will be with them, the Lord will strengthen them. The Lord we have possession of them. They will do His will. They will remember God and remember His people. The heart of the king is in God's hand. Our Father, we thank You for Ondo State. Bless Governor Mimiko as he goes forth, as he finishes assignment, that Your blessing will rest upon him. Who asks for grace, who asks for mercy, who asks for favor, who asks for Your peace, for Your salvation upon him. Bless him, bless his home. Let Your peace abound in his life in Jesus' name. The places he has not done well, who asks for the covering of Your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Mimiko, we lift You up before the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the face of Yahweh shine upon you. Let His hand rest upon you. You are a soul made in the image and the likeness of God. First and foremost, you belong to God. You pray for your soul, pray for your salvation, that the Lord will have possession of your life, even as you go forth, that the hand of God will go with you. We pray, our Father, for the coming administration at Kitty and his entire team, that you will be with them. Let your hand rest upon them. We ask for the spirit of judgment. We ask for the spirit of truth, that they walk in the right judgment. They walk in your truth. They will remember you and remember your people. They will honor you and honor your people. They are carrying a mandate that is given to them by the people. They will be true to that mandate in Jesus' name. If they have every other desire, we override it today in Jesus' name. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. We ask for the spirit of truth and judgment upon this land to purify, to cleanse and purify, and bring forth righteousness and praise. Bring forth your glory and your honor upon this land in Jesus' name. We pray for an awakening amongst us, the body of Christ. Let us grow from faith to faith, life to life. Glory upon glory in Jesus' name. Thank you for a new measure of life. Help us to yield and to submit to you. Help us to draw near, Father, we pray. And for the handing over everything, we will declare peace today. In Jesus' name, let me round all the prayers. Our Father will declare peace concerning this handing over in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As the election will be peaceful, was peaceful, even so the handing over will be much more peaceful in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I will declare the realm of peace upon this administration in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Evil will come under subjection to light, to your light in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the next, or the next 4 years that Akechi is going to rule, your hand will rest upon him.
Amen.
Be with him and establish him in your counsel and your will in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The heart of every man is in your head. We place their heart in your head, O Father, and take it in the direction you want it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, O Father, in the direction of your people, in the direction of your light and your truth in their soul in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Once again, we bless God of Mimico as he go. We say, peace be with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
Amen.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.
Amen.
And be gracious unto you.
Amen.
The Lord shine his face upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. Concerning every one of you, I pray for you. I declare the peace of God into your soul.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Where you cry, you will cry no more.
Amen.
All your desires, the Lord will grant it.
Amen.
The Lord will meet your expectation.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Even the things that you don't even know and you need, the Lord to give you. Give every one of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And part of us that are not even here, our teams that go on outreaches, and a part of us, Isaac and the rest that are not here, we extend this blessing and this covenant to them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everything that the Lord has done in us today and has released over our life, we receive the fullness of it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we extend it to the rest of our brethren that are not here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everyone that has ever attended this meeting in the past 5 years, we extend this blessing, this grace upon them in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, we also pray for peace in Southern Kaduna, Nigeria, that the peace of God will reign. Can you just pray? Can you begin to declare peace? Can you begin to speak peace concerning this nation? Now, Southern Kaduna will experience the peace of God. All the herdsmen that the spirit of judgment will come upon them. Our Father will release the spirit of judgment upon Kaduna State, entire Kaduna State, Southern Kaduna, and entire Nigeria as a nation in Jesus' name. You are the God that judges, so Father. You judge all iniquity. Bring every hidden thing to light. Every hidden counsel, bring it to light and bring it to truth in Jesus' name. Let it be make manifest what that which whatever make manifest is light. Let your light and your glory reveal every hidden counsel in Jesus' name. The people behind all of this activity will expose them and defeat them in Jesus' name, in the power of your name. Thank you, Father, your people will prevail. We, your children, we are the prevailing and the victorious people. We speak for the victory. We speak for the triumph we have in Christ upon Nigeria, upon Kaduna State, upon Southern Kaduna in Jesus' name. We banish the spirit of fear. We release the spirit of faith in Jesus' name. This affliction, this killing releases the spirit of fear upon the land and shut down spiritual doors. Our Father, we reject it in Jesus' name. Faith rise, faith rise, faith rise, faith rise. The more they afflicted Israel in Egypt, the more they increase, multiply, and grew. And even so, Satan come down, the more you will grow in God, the more you will multiply. And the more the spirit of faith will grow upon that land in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And up across the length and breadth of Nigeria in Jesus' name, Benue State, Jos, Enugu, all places that we've witnessed attack, oh Father, that's our state. We pray for these places in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We shut down iniquity in this nation, kidnapping, crime, armed robbery, fraud, every other one, oh Father, forms of evil. We bring you to light in Jesus' name. We expose you from your hideout. The ministers of God are security agencies according to the word of God. They are God's ministers for justice. We empower them spiritually in the name of Jesus, right, to make progress, to make breakthrough. Even as they fight this crime, we don't carry weapons to fight, but we have the fighting arm of the church in the civil authority, that they are God's instrument to bring judgment on the evildoers. Our Father, they are an extension of the church, and so we pray for your blessing upon our armed forces in the name of Jesus, O Father. We pray, O Father, for our other arms, that they will make progress. They will have breakthrough, O Father, in Jesus' name. Without the bad eggs out of them, our Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. See you next week, Thursday, in the lecture hall of Tyrannus.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.